This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. And this is Hour 1, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Keep an eye on the Kansas City Chiefs with Travis Kelce. Suffered a hyperextended knee during yesterday's practice, so his availability for the season opener tomorrow night right now is in jeopardy. And in case you're wondering, and I know you are, what's the betting line now? According to DraftKings, after the Travis Kelce news, the Chiefs were -6.5 against the Lions, now -4 against the Detroit Lions. So the Chiefs favored by 4.5 in that game. By the way, the over-under for Kansas City Chiefs victories. Now, you're not going to have Chris Jones tomorrow night. You may not have Travis Kelce. So things got a whole lot more interesting. Nick Bosa probably not playing for the Niners to open up week one. The over-under for the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champs, according to DraftKings, is what, Todd?
10.5.
Seton.
12.5.
Marvin.
11.5.
Bloop, bloop.
Nailed it.
Congratulations, Marvin. We have some nice parting gifts for you on your way out. Yes, Paulie.
Doesn't this set up awful for the Lions? Kelce doesn't play. Chris Jones doesn't play. The Lions, oh, well, they should win this one. Yeah, the Chiefs are missing some of their biggest stars.
Well, they shouldn't win this game, but they should keep this game close if it's a 4.5-point underdog there. We'll talk about the Lions, and are they able to live up to the hype? That'll be a little bit later on. J.J. Watt will join us a little bit later on as well. Now a member of the media. Stat of the Day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. And by the way, Simply Safe Home Security brings you the first hour of this program, 24-7 live guard protection, stopping crime in real time. Get 20% off your new system when you visit simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. So everybody's here today. Yes, Eden?
I had an idea.
Okay, well, let me do the formal introduction stuff. Wait, can it wait?
Yeah, I mean, I probably shouldn't even just throw it out first time on air, but yeah, it could work.
Okay, hold on. And we say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you. Download the app if you haven't done so. Our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, numbering nearly 400 radio stations around America. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. And our phone number, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler, standing by. Okay, Seton.
J.J. Watt is coming on the show in 20 minutes?
No. I think he's an hour from now.
Oh, an hour from now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Then now you have more time to mull this over.
Okay.
I'm happy about
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
Did you know that he owns a soccer team in England?
Yes.
That plays in the Premier League?
Yes.
You know how we always talked about, you're like, man, I'd really love to go over there sometime and go see a soccer game?
Yeah.
What if we did the show over there from Burnley and then go to a soccer game?
Well,
I mean, we just did Dublin.
Yeah, but it took me 10 years to get to Dublin.
Yeah, but now that we broke the seal, so to speak.
I got the formula down.
Burnley is essentially the Dublin of...
Of what?
England?
Middle England.
Mm. I think if I was going to the Premier League, I would go to Arsenal or Manchester City.
See, but you'd be cooler if you go to Burnley. It's, it's like a band that hasn't hit yet.
Well, I also need guests when we get there. Keep in mind, when we went to Dublin, Will Ferrell went with us, and then we had Brady Quinn. Beef O'Brady joined us there, Jack Swarbrick, the athletic director. You know, we had people who helped fill in the gray area there with the guests. Yes, Steve.
I got our first guest.
Okay.
J.J. Watt. Boom. Nailed it.
Mrs. Watt, the Mrs. little Watt, the little Watt, whatever his name is.
I think it's Megawatt.
Megawatt.
Megawatt. I think that Megawatt.
Just think it over. Just think it over.
All right.
You have an hour and change to think it over.
I'm thinking it over right now. Boy, am I thinking it over.
It's not far from Manchester, not far from Liverpool.
I would like to go to the Premier League.
Not far from Leeds.
I'd like to have two games we'd go over for two different contests.
Heck yeah.
I'd like to be able to do that.
Dude, we could even schedule it out where maybe we go to a Champions League game. Yo, that would be sick. Dude, that would be so sick.
What's the poll question that we're going to have today, first hour?
I'm so glad you asked, Dan.
Okay.
The blank are screwed. This is from Paul. The blank are screwed if they lose blank, dot, 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 non-QBs.
Okay. It's like the Kansas City Chiefs with Chris Jones. Nick Bosa with the 49ers.
Travis Kelce out.
Travis Kelce with the Chiefs as well. But we're talking about if this was for the season, because Kelce's got a hyperextended knee.
Yeah.
Chris Jones, that's a contract situation. Nick Bosa, contract situation. Okay. Chris Jones cannot be underestimated, because when you're talking about great defensive linemen, he's right there with Aaron Donald. Nick Bosa, you can't underestimate that. More of a high-profile player, but I think they'll get the Nick Bosa deal done. He's going to make $30 million a year. Aaron Donald makes the most, then it's T.J. Watt. But as far as an edge rusher, I think it's important Nick Bosa wants to get paid more than T.J. Watt, which he will. Chris Jones, can you get something in the ballpark of Aaron Donald? He should. I don't know if he will. And the question is, how long would that holdout be? Yeah, Paulie.
So basically this question is, if it broke today that blank is out for the season, you look at that team and say, well, they're done. Basically done. Not done, but done-ish. You know, because like if Travis Kelce were out for the season, you figure Mahomes can put together some stuff, but that I think that'd be a gigantic hit. But I'll throw one out there.
Okay.
If Justin Jefferson was done for the season, I think the Minnesota Vikings have no chance.
Oh, so we're talking about guys who are in camp, healthy, ready to play week one. Oh,
any player in the NFL is eligible, except for quarterback.
Oh, okay.
So like if Justin Jefferson, he's not injured, by the way, Minnesota fans don't want to. If he were done for the season, I really think they're done. There's not a second-tier guy that could compete with that position.
Yeah, but they might be done already before they even get started. What are the expectation levels for the Vikings?
Yeah, they won 13. I know no one loves them for the Super Bowl, but they would cease to exist for expectations.
I would say Stephon Diggs would be more important to Buffalo because Buffalo has higher expectations.
That's a great pick.
Yeah. Yes, Eden.
I would say if the Titans lose Derrick Henry, they are finished. They have zero anything anymore.
Okay, but I have to look at the ratio of that guy's important to this team, but what are the expectation levels for that team? Tennessee, nobody is looking at them as, I mean, maybe a playoff team, but not a Super Bowl threat. So I'd have to do it in that player to that team and the expectations.
Right, it's like a sliding scale.
Yes, yes. Who else would you put in there? Like T.J. Watt. If T.J. Watt gets injured, can't play. Steelers are cooked. Yeah, Marv.
I'm going to go Jamar Chase.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
I'll throw out Micah Parsons of the Cowboys. Their defense is never the lead dog down there, and he is so disruptive that he's not replaceable.
The Cowboys are looking to take advantage of a weak NFC this season, and the roster's loaded with talent again. And you got the former All-Pros, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin on the wrong side of 30. But you got Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb. You do have, you know, talented running backs there. Dak Prescott is also looking at that contract extension. And Jerry Jones isn't one to shy away from those discussions. In fact, he was doing his weekly radio hit where he talked about the situation. He was also talking about he doesn't need to answer to anybody when it comes to making a trade because he's the one that made the trade for Trey Lance.
The way we're structured gets a lot of criticism. Unquestionably, it does. But it lets us do a trade like we did the other day on Lance because I didn't have to fool around. I can make that trade in 5 minutes. Because I had all the information just right at my fingertips of what we thought of his play the last couple of years. I knew what we thought of him. I didn't have to visit with anybody about what kind of player he is. And so I was able to make the call relative to we didn't want to put the resources in him, want to develop him, where did he fit on the whole team. I don't have to talk to anybody about that.
No, you don't. You should. But you don't. And yes, you could make that deal in 5 minutes. And the reason why you could make that deal in 5 minutes is nobody else was offering anywhere near what you were for Trey Lance. We'll give you a fourth round pick. Done. Like whenever somebody says, oh, yeah, I'll do that deal. Don't you go, oh, wait a minute. Like you make an offer on a house and you go, we're going to give you that. Done. Wait a minute. Or you buy a car. That's what it feels like.
We said, no, we traded four picks for him, not fourth round.
Oh. But, you know, Dallas has to manage the salary cap. You got looming extensions for Micah Parsons. I mean, what's Micah Parsons going to be worth? If Chris Jones and, you know, Bosa are looking at $30 million or a little, I mean, Micah Parsons is younger and just, and maybe even more disruptive, that he's going to be looking for $30-plus million. Then you got the Dak situation. Do you really want to sign up Dak? Now, I know they won. Six, you know, winning seasons in 7 years, but is he the reason why you have six winning seasons in 7 years? And is Trey Lance brought in his leverage? Now, Jerry might prove everybody wrong. I mean, like, man, that guy's a genius. He got a fourth round, gave up a fourth round pick, and now he's got a starting quarterback. They don't have to sign up Dak Prescott moving forward. Here is Jerry Jones talking about Dak Prescott's future.
We expect Dak to be with us a long time. And, we're always working around it with several machinations of numbers that would work.
Yeah, we went through this before. It didn't go well for Jerry because I kept saying, sign him up early, sign him up early. And he kept waiting and kept waiting, and it cost him even more money. Are they going to sign him up early this time around, or are they going to probably say, you know, let me see you do it in a big game. Let me see you do it in the playoffs. But Prescott, Lamb, Micah Parsons, he's still trying to replicate what they did in the 90s. And, man, is he hell-bent on doing it without Jimmy Johnson. Like, I'm going to prove, you know, it might take 40 years, but I'm going to prove that I can do this. I don't need Jimmy Johnson. And here we are, still on the outside looking, hey, you're great in the regular season. Well, the Cowboys made their name what they did in the postseason, and you're still waiting for that. Mike McCarthy, this feels like a make-or-break year for him. It feels like a make-or-break year for Dak Prescott. And I don't go out of my way to talk about the Cowboys. I don't troll you, but you do have to factor in the talent they have on this team, and they could easily win 12, 13 games again. But are they going to be formidable? And really, that's the question. And they might be. They might have enough talent to overcome some of the front office issues that they have or the coaching issues that they have. But can you give money, $50 million to Dak Prescott with a new contract, when your head coach has already come out and said, we want to run the football? That doesn't really compute with me. It's like, man, we're all in on our quarterback. We just want him to hand the ball off a little bit more. Yes, Marvin.
Are the Cowboys a second-tier team? To me, in the NFC, it feels like it's the Eagles and the 49ers and then everyone else.
Man, the Cowboys got a lot of talent. They do.
I just don't trust them when it comes to January.
No, I don't either. But, you know, if you get home field advantage, but, you know, you got to – it comes down to Dak Prescott. Great quarterbacks or quarterbacks who become great in the postseason. That separates – man, he's a great regular season. There are a lot of regular season quarterbacks where you go, man, he was good until January. But that's the difference. You know, you had Jalen Hurts with a good team, and He did more with his good team than Dak Prescott does with his good team. And the Eagles are a more balanced team, granted. But Jalen Hurts could have won the MVP in the Super Bowl in a losing effort. That's what we're waiting for with Dak Prescott. And I don't know if we'll ever get that. We keep waiting for him to be something that he might not be. CeeDee Lamb can be a star. Micah Parsons is a star. The offensive line is aging. I love Pollard. Vaughn as a change-up running back in there. Like, they have the pieces. I just don't know if I'm that head coach, I don't know what my owner's doing. Like, wait a minute, what happened? I would have loved if Mike McCarthy was holding a press conference and a reporter says, hey, you guys just traded for Trey Lance. And have Mike McCarthy go, huh? I don't know anything about that. Yeah, Paulie?
I wonder, based off that, what's standard in the NFL? Does the owner or does the GM, let's say he's working on a trade, and it's, you know, minute to minute, you're making phone calls, you're sending text. Does he call down to the head coach and go, real quick, I just want to let you know, I'm thinking about going after blank. Do you want the opinion of the coach, or do you say, I just give you the tools?
No, okay, you brought in Mike McCarthy. You respect Mike McCarthy. He had a great run with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Now he's your coach. Out of respect, yes.
I don't know who the GM is for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I can't imagine him saying, we're going to pick up this defensive back and not let Mike Tomlin know. Right. We're engaged in trade talks.
It comes back to Jerry has put puppets in there as head coaches. And this was, you know, a prime example of Jerry saying, I'm the coach and the owner and the GM. Plain and simple. Out of respect, Mike McCarthy is not Dave Campo. Like, you should at least run it by him. Hey, I got a chance to get him for a fourth round pick. Do you have any thoughts about this? Because now you've made Mike McCarthy seem like he's dangling even more than he already is. And then Mike has to come out and say, you know, I did evaluate him. You know, we had a second round pick evaluation. Okay. But all Jerry has to say is, I'm going to do this. I want to give you a heads up in case you're asked about this. That's all. Yeah, Seton.
Right. I mean, like, you have to go through the coach. How else are you going to know what players they want or they value or that would work in their system or something? I mean, they have to be involved.
And Mike McCarthy probably doesn't have any veto power, but he might say, you know what, Jerry, this is what, let me caution you on this. Go ahead and make the deal, but let me tell you about this. Or you know what, I love it because I saw him, I see this, I can help him. Yes, Todd.
Or at least give the appearance of some type of collaborative effort being made. You know, it's not like he's asking permission of Coach McCarthy. He's like, this is what I'm going to do, but before I officially sign the paperwork, I just wanted to know if you have any thoughts on that, and then it's covered. Obviously, he's the owner. He gets to decide, but to just kind of do that, and then someone finds out through the media or hours or days later, it seems kind of unnecessary.
Yeah, Paulie.
It's kind of like being married. Like, if I go to the store and want to buy a new pair of shoes, I'm not clearing with anybody. But if I want to go buy a motorcycle, I can't just pull back up to the house with a motorcycle because that's a lot of heat you're bringing on yourself.
Soft.
Yeah.
You can do that. Look at you guys.
Yeah, I know. That's the joke, man.
We're all soft.
Oh, yeah. You got to clear it.
But what's the level of what I can buy without clearing?
If I'm bringing in another quarterback with a fourth round draft pick, I think I need to run that by.
Right.
My head coach.
That's the motorcycle.
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, if I was your wife, I'd be like, Paul, you're blind in one eye. You can't ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, you shouldn't be riding a motorcycle.
You got not a great idea.
You got two kids. No, you shouldn't
That's
be.
That's true.
You should not.
I gave up years ago.
Yes, Marvin.
So backup linebacker, no.
Yeah.
Quarterback, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You already have drama. And you know, Dak Prescott might be the least confident quarterback on a high-profile team that you have. Because he's probably going, I don't know. I just go out there and play. Pay me a lot of money and got a lot of endorsements. I'm a Cowboy quarterback. Yeah. Yes.
No, even backup linebacker, you ask him. He could be like, nah, man, that dude's garbage. I don't want him. You know what I mean? Like every single, there's only a certain amount of spots on the team. Every single one has to be gone through the coach.
Yes, Todd.
I like the spouse permission topic. I find it very interesting. Forget about the violent or danger nature of a motorcycle or something like that. But what's like the minimum you can spend on your own, assuming that you guys are kind of sharing all the finances without having to explain ahead of time that you made that type of purchase, whatever that might be.
All right,
that could be a poll question.
All right, thank you, Todd. Yeah, we can discuss that. How are you feeling today, by the way?
I'm doing okay,
right.
But I'm not urinating. I feel fine.
All right.
I don't want to get into the specific. I know you told me not to get
so
corrupt.
So do we.
Okay.
It's too late when you tell.
I know, but okay. You know what?
It hurts while I'm going to the bathroom, and then for about 10, 15 minutes, it hurts, and then it subsides.
How about you just say, I'm doing okay.
I'm doing great.
Every day's the Super Bowl.
Let's go.
Nobody cares about, you know, the labor pains.
You know, we're talking sports for a living. Who cares about this rubber thing you got? Whatever. People have much bigger problems than that. They do.
Do you want to go home?
I do not.
All right. Then
now,
you're doing okay.
People do have
okay.
much more serious issues than listening to me talk about this rubber uncomfortable
Let's
thing.
Let's take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Play of the day is coming up. We'll settle on a poll question here. Met a lovely couple last night. Met a lot of people. I did a book signing in Connecticut. Of course, the book, The Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football, The NFL's Greatest Players Play, Scandal Screw-Ups, and Stuff We Totally Made Up is available now. And I did a book signing. And the woman says, I'm one of those people who can't get up and change the channel because I've gone through a couple of back procedures.
Great.
So she said, you know, when you talk about people who are kind of housebound and they can't get up to change the channel to something else, I'm one of those people. And she did offer her sympathy and condolences to me putting up with you, Todd.
She did.
Yes, very lovely woman.
She managed to get all the way out to the book signing, though.
Yes, she did.
Oh,
that's
good for her.
In pain.
Good for her.
She wanted to be able to say hello to me and just let me know.
What a trooper.
Dedication
there. Yeah. Doesn't complain about the pain like you do.
Fought through it.
Yeah.
Met you, got the book signed.
Yeah, got her book signed. Her and her husband were there. And he said he was looking for his dream woman. And his dream woman was a woman who knew the difference between a quarterback and a cornerback.
Oh.
And I said, okay.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah.
The true love.
I wonder why he's having a hard time finding him.
All right.
No offense.
What's poll question today? See,
is October 4th too early to do the show from
Yes. We're not going to the Premier League this year.
Newcastle PSG Champions League.
No.
That would be pretty
Because
strange.
we have to go to Vegas for the Super Bowl. And then maybe we'll do something else. But, you know, it took 10 years to get to Dublin.
Okay. All right. Right now, we're putting up the poll question. How much can you spend without running it past your spouse? Ooh. And your options are $0 to $250, $250 to $500, $500 to $1,000, or unlimited.
I'd say $500 to $1,000. Yes, Todd.
That seems reasonable, but I've gotten beat up for getting like a T-shirt for $20 if you thought it was a total waste of money. So I'm in that, unfortunately, in that first category. I still went ahead and got it, but she's like, you really needed that Welcome Back Cotter T-shirt or something from some movie you like for $33. And then the shipping and handling is more expensive than the actual T-shirt.
But you have so many T-shirts, Todd.
And but like I'll get like a $5.99 T-shirt and the shipping and handling is like $11.99. It's like some $20 stupid shirt. It's like, really? So I'm like getting grief about a shirt that's like $23.
Yes, Paul.
9 cents.
That is a different topic. What Todd is saying, it's when you're hoarding and have too much of a certain item. I have that too. Like if I buy a plaid flannel shirt this week, my wife will go, oh great, you needed 8 more of those for the closet that's packed. Mm-hmm. That's not the money thing. The money thing is the amount.
Yes. <Yeah, see.
laughs> This dude just tweeted, this is great. It depends on what I'm buying. If I buy a sweet Lego set that's like $300, I better let her know. But if it's a vacation, I have free range to surprise a sweet Lego set.
A sweet Lego set.
It does depend what the item is for. Is that's it for awesome. Me or is it for us?
By the way, Legos, underrated growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Yep.
Just saying. What other poll question are we thinking about today?
We were starting to populate, if you will, the list of the blank are screwed if they lose blank. I feel like we got a little off track there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We set up all kinds of new rules about it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think about the money thing.
Well, when's the last time you got scolded for spending too much money?
I've never gotten scolded for spending too much money, but I've gotten a, treating yourself pretty nice, huh? Yeah. I've got, like, I buy T-shirts, I buy, like, all kinds of stuff, and I'm like, I don't ask for permission. You know what I mean?
I just beg for forgiveness.
But if there's more boxes coming in for me than, say, there are for her, it might be like okay, treating yourself pretty good.
Mine's usually tennis shoes. Yeah. If I buy like a pair of Hokas and she'll go, got another pair, huh? And I go, yeah. Don't you have enough? No.
As a matter of fact, no.
Yes, Paul.
I might as well admit it. I once bought a car without telling my wife.
Wow.
Yeah, I did it. It was about 6 years ago. It was a 91 Toyota Land Cruiser down in Alabama. I saw it. I loved it. I was looking for this specific year and color. I knew if I ran it by her, what the answer would be. So I figured I would just take the heat and eat it. Okay. And I ordered it, I had it shipped. And let me tell you, it was a scene, man, because we're sitting there grilling out, having a nice dinner. All of a sudden this flatbed pulls up with a Toyota Land Cruiser.
That's great.
And my wife looks at it and then looks at me and I just got a piece of chicken in my mouth. And I go, that's mine. She goes, I think she was so mad she couldn't talk for about 20 minutes.
Someone's delivering a car to the wrong house, Paul. You should tell him that.
I told them they could leave the car here. Yeah. Apparently it has to go to some other place, but I said leave it here.
I caught a lot of heat, but it was a one-timer.
You have done it again?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
But I won't do it again.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Marvin, what about you? Do you get scolded?
No, I just bought my son school shoes, and they were $150. And so she just kind of looks at me, but she looks at my son. Like, your dad paid good money for these.
$150?
Yeah.
How old is your son?
He's 9.
What are you doing?
I'm buying him shoes.
Hey, you got to ride in style.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
what am I doing?
The kid looking good.
Yeah. The shoes.
Just get him a pair of Converse or something.
Relax. So so there were these Nike Dunks.
No,
they
know.
Were perfect.
I know.
His uniform is maroon and navy blue.
I think Marvin wants him to be little Marvin.
He is little Marvin. Yeah,
the Nike Dunks, maroon and navy blue. Those things were clean. I said, how much are they? And they were like, they're $150. Give them to me.
Did you get a pair as well?
I did not.
Okay.
No. Okay. But I spend my money on like hats.
Yeah.
It's kind of my thing.
And shoes.
And shoes.
Yeah, yeah, wardrobe starts from floor up.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, you do well.
I do that with my Wolf and Shepherds, too.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm going somewhere nice this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, Marvin, you should wear these.
Yeah.
Or Marvin, you should really wear these.
No, like your wife does not sound like that. I've been around your wife.
Marv.
She does not. That sounds like Dylan.
Marvin, don't do this parlay.
By the way,
he does look cute today.
New gambling episode coming up tomorrow. The big gambling episode.
Let's go.
Dan Patrick takes a gamble. Bad Larry, Shay and Irving and Dylan as we open up the NFL
season. Said, oh, we should come back to the Jersey Shore. We're going to a Pump It Regatta. Shut up, Larry.
It's just interesting to hear Shay and Irving. He despises Bad Larry so much. And he tells that to his face during the podcast. But it'll be available tomorrow after the show. We'll tape that. Dan Patrick takes a gamble.
We could do December 12th, Manchester United,
no!
Bayern Munich. December 13th, Newcastle, AC Milan.
No.
That's two back-to-back, not far away from each other.
I would love to. We're still recovering financially from Dublin, just letting you know. Yes, Paul.
I got another one for the poll question.
All right.
A player that you can't afford to lose.
Oh, you're holding on for dear life with this poll
question.
It's
a good one.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Yep. The Raiders aren't good, and they're not really threatening. If they lost Davante Adams, it's double over. He's that good. And with the quarterback they have, they need a receiver and catch stuff that's not necessarily perfectly thrown.
Let's see. Get some phone calls here. Jake in Nebraska. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind today?
Dan, thanks for taking the call. Mm-hmm. Real quickly, Marvin, you have taken my favorite show and elevated it. Thank you so much for being here. MVD in my book, sir.
Wow.
Dan, we had a fantasy draft last night, and I'm looking for input on a name. I got a friend who took kicker Cameron Dicker. I got a few names to throw at you, and then I'd love to get the group's input.
Okay.
We got Dicker Kickers, Big Dicker Energy, Dicker Measuring Contest, and Dicker, I barely know her, and would love to see what everybody else has got for Cameron Dicker.
Todd, you're pretty good with coming up with things like this.
Yeah, I'm going to need a minute on that.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah.
I think he kind of exhausted all those jokes, by the way.
I know.
You're all good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't give us a chance to come up with these. He already came up with these. Paulie?
Dick Move. Remember?
Dick,
Richard Move.
Dick Er Move.
Yeah.
Dick Er
Richard Move.
Yeah.
Richard Move.
We looked it up. There's like eight dudes in America named Richard Move. Seriously, like you could look up people.
Yeah, I know that.
Move.
We've done that. Yeah. Richard Move.
The third. Richard W. Move.
Yeah, I never understood that. When parents do that, like you're already saying to your kid, you better have a sense of humor. You come out of the womb, better have a sense of humor because people are going to make fun of you. Yes, Marv.
You know what grinds my gears when people name their kids? Like, oh, I'm naming my son Theodore, but we're calling him Teddy right off the rip.
Oh, so.
Just name him Teddy then.
Okay.
Like, if it's his full.
This bothers you?
Oh, they can't see my blank stare on radio. Sorry,
no,
everybody.
No, they can't.
But, so on the birth certificate, you want it to be like Teddy Smith?
Yeah. Okay. Because if there's like, oh, it's, Theodore Haberdashery III. Hey, Teddy. Damn, man, just call him Teddy.
Teddy Haberdashery. That's a great
name. Just name him Teddy H.
Brad in North Carolina joins us. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've been in administration in education for the last 30 years or so and sitting on boards. Normally when somebody says, I got an idea here or I'm just spitballing. I automatically start wondering who else was in the meeting before the meeting. And so my thought is that we're maybe taking for granted that Jerry Jones is actually telling the truth when he said that he didn't tell his coach. Instead, what if they were in on it all the time, but he's trying to protect the coach player relationship and just taking it all on himself?
Oh, I don't think Jerry goes that deep. I think it's always about Jerry, not about he's going to protect his coach from his quarterback and their relationship. I don't think Jerry gave it too much thought. I think Jerry just loves to say and remind people, I'm Jerry Jones, and I am the owner of the most profitable, richest franchise in sports. I can do what I want, and I don't need to answer to anybody. Yeah, Marv?
If they ever win the Super Bowl and say you were up there, first person that'd be up at the podium, Jerry Jones. Not the Super Bowl MVP, not the head coach, because it'd be about him winning the Super Bowl, not the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're without right. Jerry.
Yes.
I mean, without Jimmy.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, in response to my counterpart there, Brad, that sounds like a Cowboy fan. I live here in North Carolina, and there's a lot of them. So I can tell he's a Cowboy fan. Also, Dan, I was wanting to know, I've been, listening to the insiders all around, other stations and stuff like that. And I'm just wondering if Jimmy Jimerson's going to be giving us an NFL preview for the year. Is he going to be coming on scene?
Yes, here? He will. Yes, he will. Jimmy Jimerson will have some insights tomorrow on the program. Tomorrow, we are going to have some outrageous takes that may actually come true. Everybody has to come up with, and later on today, the teams that can't go to the Super Bowl.
Can't.
You guys got to come up with a list. They can't go to the Super Bowl. Let's take a break. Play of the day is up next. Panini America is ready for the NFL season. I hope you are as well, because you can get the biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the hottest rookies, and these are the official products from the NFL. Trading cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Not just trading cards, NFTs, one-of-a-kind digital cards. Go to nft.paniniamerica.net. Collectors, you can share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards, and make sure you check out the newly released NFL and NBA Prism packs. Keep an eye out. The Panini NFT platform. New features coming next month. The only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs, and you'll find that in every pack. To get started, visit nft.paniniamerica.net. That's nft.paniniamerica.net. These are the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
This one's walloped to center field. Back on it, Tavares. And she's gone! Third home run for Altuve. A blast to straightaway center field as Altuve goes deep for the third time in the ballgame.
That's courtesy of the Astros Radio Network. Altuve, his third home run of the game. He's the third player in baseball history to homer in each of the first three innings of a game, joining Manny Machado and Carl Reynolds back in 1930. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. What's the poll question we're going to go with, Seton?
We put up there, Dan, how much can you spend without running it past your spouse? It's a 0 to 250, 250 to 500, 500 to 1,000, or unlimited. Right now, 50% of the audience can spend up to $250, or from 0 to 200. I didn't put an option for absolutely nothing without running it past them.
See, I find that it's not how much I spend, it's that I keep spending on the same thing. And then, do you really need another pair of Hokas? And I go, yeah, I do. I probably have, I don't know how many pairs of shoes I have. And a lot of them have been given to me, but I probably have 40 pairs of shoes, maybe.
Different color combos?
Yeah. I fall in love with a brand. Then that's the problem. But, I mean, thank God I have this man cave because I collect everything. I hold on to everything. I was a collector. Then you were called a hoarder. So now I'm a hoarder. But that's why I have this man cave. I don't want to do this show anymore. It's just I have to have this building so I can keep all this stuff
oh,
in
I
here.
See. Okay.
Yes, Marvin.
When I buy a new pair of shoes, my wife's like, oh, you got a new pair of shoes? I hit her with the, in 1993, when I was 9, I really wanted these. But my family was destitute, and we didn't have money for this.
Wow.
Now, in my head, I'm thinking, I couldn't even ask. These shoes were $140. There was no way in blue hell I was going to ask Bridget to buy these shoes. But at this age, oh, they came back out with the Bo Jacksons? Are you crazy? I'm getting them. Now, and I don't do it very often, but she's like, same thing like Seton's wife. Oh, we going somewhere?
But the thing that you couldn't afford, a lot of people, and you'll see a lot of guys do this with cars. Like, I wanted that car when I was growing up. I couldn't afford it. And then you get to that point where you can afford it, and then you buy it. And then you're like, I didn't really need this. But there's part of you that goes, but I said I was going to get this. I wanted this, and now I can. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, retro hats and retro sneakers, retro gear all over. This was made for people of my generation, the generation before, where it's like, man, the Barclays are coming back out. They haven't been released in 30 years. Oh, I'm getting these.
By the way, Penny's Bang Biscuits, two options for you, regular or yogurt dip mini bones.
They're in stock at danpatrick.com. Handmade. We're very proud of these. 20% of all Bang biscuit sales given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. We got Bang jerky and Bang biscuits at danpatrick.com. By the way, Todd, who is into numerology, sent me a tweet that said the Yankees are 69-69 for the first time since 1969.
How about that?
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paul?
How come the Yankees never fire everybody?
Oh, they used to.
That was, honestly, 40 years ago when that was their thing, 35 years ago.
Well, George Steinbrenner died.
Yeah, it's weird, though, because, like, they're awful.
Yeah.
And they spend a ton. Any other, there's teams who fire their coach when they just barely miss the playoffs.
Well, Paulie, I think you're missing out on the fact that Giancarlo Stanton hit his 400th career home run and the Yankees win over the Tigers.
They have won four straight.
But here's something that you may not realize. Giancarlo Stanton is the fourth fastest player to hit 400 home runs, trailing only Mark McGwire, Alex Rodriguez, and Babe Ruth. Darius Rucker, everybody.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day, yay. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paul.
One more quick question.
Okay.
Jose Altuve's played his entire career with Houston, popular player, won the MVP in 2017.
Yes, he is a Hall of Famer.
You don't think that the cheating scandal holds him back a year or two?
He's still a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I was wondering, because his best years were when they were supposedly stealing signs.
But that's what I don't understand. If you're that good, you didn't need to steal signs. Right? Well, unless you go, it's like steroid use, where you go, yeah, I can do it to come back from an injury. Like Andy Pettit, you know, supposedly did. Then all of a sudden you go, damn. I'm playing pretty well.
The 2 years they were supposedly proven to steal signs, he hit .338 and .346. He led the league in both years. It was his best 2 years of his career. Since then, he's about a .280 hitter, .290 hitter.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
Just place his bust on top of a trash can, and then you make everybody happy, and then he's in the Hall of Fame. And if you want to give him a little shot because he was hearing certain sounds and knew what the pitch was, then whatever.
Okay, thank you, Todd.
You put his bust on top of a trash can.
Ted in Milwaukee. Hi, Ted.
Going.
Hey.
Quick question. I took Mark's statement a little personal. I am Theodore. Go by Ted. do I still name my son Theodore? You know, it's a legacy thing. I'm the fourth. He would be the fifth. And my question for you guys is, how many attempts would you guys make to get a Theodore? Do I just keep popping out girls or go for the guy? I don't know what to do.
How many girls do you have, Ted?
I have zero right now, so...
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you don't want to be greedy. I mean, you're just happy to have a healthy child. I never understood this. When I had my first child as a boy, and guys at ESPN who had all girls were like, hey, you got your boy. And I go, huh? It didn't dawn on me. And then I had three girls. And I go, man, thank God I got my boy. It was really important to these guys who had daughters. Yes, see.
You took that personally.
Ted,
not personal. Yeah. It's like a massive pet peeve of mine. People are like, I took that personal. No, you took it personally. The L-Y is real, and it's there for a reason. You took that personally. I took that personal.
Did you take it personally when you were called soft yesterday?
Yeah. Nah, that's standard.
Why were you called soft?
Because that kid playing two ways.
Oh, Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter, yeah.
Yeah.
You're soft. That's tough guy football. That's what men, when men play game, they play both. That's what the men do.
And God forbid they're rushing him somewhere because of heat exhaustion. Then what do you say then?
Thank you, Todd. J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt will join us coming up in a little bit. More of your phone calls as well. 1 hour in the books, two more to go.
One more item. We close out hour one. TireRack.com comes to the rescue. Now, you may not need them now, but if something comes up, always remember TireRack.com. They got free shipping, fast free shipping. They got free road hazard protection. That's just the start. This is where shopping for tires can be the start and the finish. There's only one place. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive, how you drive, where you drive, and they will have an easy-to-use tire decision guide that will give you a personalized tire recommendation. Full lineup of General tires, and they're shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection. Also, mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. Ask about this because that's where they bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. To get started, go to TireRack.com/Dan. See the General tire test results, special offers. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.